Fentanyl seizures at southern border record high in July, 203% increase. July saw a record high drug fentanyl seizure across the southern border, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection statistics released on August 15. The report showed an increase of 203% last month compared to that of a month earlier. In July, 2,100 pounds of the deadly narcotic were impounded, surpassing the record set in April of 1,300 pounds. It marked the highest amount nabbed in at least the last four fiscal years and nearly equivalent to the total amount of fentanyl confiscated in 2019. Senator Rob Portman, the ranking member on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, said in an August 15 statement, "The lack of responsible border policies by this administration is allowing Mexican transnational criminal organizations to push deadly substances into communities in Ohio and traffic unlawful migrants into the country. I have told the administration countless times, this is no time to end policies like Remain in Mexico or Title 42 that deter smugglers and migrants," he added. Highly lethal. Fentanyl is a potent synthetic opioid that was first approved by the Food and Drug Administration to treat acute pain. It is 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times more potent than morphine. On August 4, CBP said in a statement they seized a shipment of 5 pill bottles from India manifested as medicine. Officers in Louisville seized a shipment containing multiple pills of the lethal narcotic fentanyl, enough to kill 50,200 people. Even though this shipment may seem like a very small amount, remember 2 milligrams of this stuff is lethal, said Thomas Mann, port director, Louisville. Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates that fentanyl was involved in 77% of overdose deaths in the United States in 2021, accounting for about 71,000 deaths. Data from the Drug Enforcement Agency indicates that most fentanyl is smuggled into the United States from China and Mexico. Mexican cartels are known to import fentanyl from China before pressing it into pills or mixing it into other counterfeit pills made to look like Xanax, Adderall, or oxycodone, and selling them to unaware buyers who then accidentally overdose. Earlier this year in April, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration said mass overdose events involving fentanyl were increasing across the country and killing Americans at an unprecedented rate. Southern California, the epicenter. Southern California, which contains at least 6 international border crossings, has allegedly become the epicenter of fentanyl smuggling. The area alone accounted for 2/3 of the drugs seized in July. More than 1,100 pounds of it were seized from smugglers as they carried it across border crossings, either within vehicles like automobiles and trucks, or concealed on their bodies. Catabella Roberts contributed to this report.